Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just last hour, the LHSAA, governing body of high school sports in Louisiana, sent out an e-blast saying they are fully committed to fall sports this season, which is an unbelievably piece of good news. We welcome in now JT Curtis, headmaster and head football coach at John Curtis Christian Academy. And Coach, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. And when you heard that, how pleased were you?
Well, no question. I anticipated that we would have an opportunity to play. I know it takes some intestinal fortitude to move forward in spite of some political pressure. I appreciate Eddie Bonine and the executive committee not giving into that and recognizing what's in the best interest of our kids. You know, the thing that people need to understand that is so important is that these young people have one opportunity in their life to do this, especially the seniors. Those kids have this one chance, and if we take that away from them, as we did last spring, it can have long-term effect, devastating effect. So I'm extremely pleased that we're going to have an opportunity to move forward. And look, if things move in a terrible direction and we have to make an adjustment, I'm okay with that. If they were to tell us, look, we're having an outbreak, we might have to set this thing back another 4 weeks, we'll start October 1, that's okay with me. But I just don't like making decisions 2 months out before we're even into the season. We're the adults in this thing. Let's do all we can to give our kids an opportunity to play and to play safely.
Now, Coach Curtis, when I look at, to me, the only complication, because I think the student-athlete will be able to handle it, it would be maybe depending on the age of the coaching staff and how they can be vulnerable, or maybe the players going back home to parents or grandparents that might be living in a household. To me, that's the question. But as far as the individual athletes, I think they'll be able to handle this and deal with it. Isn't that the question going forward? Whether this comes about, month and a half from now, but that still has to be taken into consideration because the players are going home and who they might expose.
Well, I think there's, and let me say to you, Bobby, you know, we're the adults in this thing. We need to take care of ourselves. You know, these are kids and they deserve every opportunity. Look, I am in that age group, okay? I'm in that vulnerable age group, as they say. I've got to be smart about what I do and make sure that I do the things that I need to do to protect myself and still coach effectively. And as an adult, that's what I need to do. And I need to give the athlete, the young people. And look, I know we're focused on football, but you realize we're talking cheerleaders. We're talking band. We're talking volleyball. We're talking cross country. We're talking all of those kids that participate in these activities that have been working for this opportunity for 3-4 years. They need to have this. And as the adult, we need to handle ourselves in a manner that is safe and protective for us. We're the educators. We need to do a great job and educate our kids and give them a chance to fulfill their dreams and their goals.
JT Curtis, head football coach at John Curtis Christian Academy, also the headmaster. And JT, I'm going to read an excerpt from the statement. It says, now more than ever, we are reminded that our communities need high school sports. Interscholastic competition sports supports the physical, emotional, and mental well-being of student-athletes across Louisiana. I think that's right on point, the emotional and mental well-being of our student-athletes. I think that's highly important.
I think that's what was lost in this whole conversation. Look, the bottom line to young people is that they need three basic things. One, they need to know that they're wanted, that they're cared for, that they're loved. Secondly, they need to have discipline in their life. They need to have the discipline of the understanding of commitment and sacrifice. And third, and I'm not sure that it's not the most important at this time in their life, is they need structure. They need to be, they need to know that we're going to be there for them consistently every day to ask them to do the things that are going to be in their best interest as athletes and as people. And as I told somebody the other day, I'm the most expensive babysitter in the country. You know, we all take care of these kids for three and a half hours after school every day. They need that structure in their life if they're going to be successful. And I think we're obligated to provide that to them. And I think that came through with a statement from the executive committee and Mr. Bonine.
Now, Coach Curtis, is this, you brought up the point, you have to be flexible where, you know, we like a routine. We like it. All of a sudden we're having the state championships in December and all that. Is this something that could come about maybe if you have a lull, if it's pushed back, to maybe have that complete season and to be able to weather the storm and handle that? To me, nothing is etched in stone. Okay, we got to start in August, September, we got to do this. You even mentioned October the 1st. I mean, who would have pushed back against that if you can have that ultimate high school senior season, even though it's not traditional? You understand the point I'm making? That to
exactly.
me, why is it that we have to have a championship in December? No, we have to be flexible in this time where we're at.
Right. I agree. And I think what happens is sometimes as adults, we begin to think in the box rather than thinking outside of the box. And what's important to recognize is we give these kids a chance to play. And look, as I said, if we went through a tremendous downturn or upswing, if you would, and there were some very serious issues that are going on that could really be a detrimental to the entire community, then we got to revisit where we are. But we ought to be the
right
ones that make the flexibility and the adjustments, because again, we are the adults. We need to give them every fighting chance we can to have a successful high school career, because 99% of them, as you know, Bobby, are never going to have this chance again. We need to give it to them, and I think that's what we're trying to do.
JT Curtis, head football coach at John Curtis Christian School, also the headmaster over there. JT, thanks for joining us on short notice. I know you're pretty excited about the news from the LHSA.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And let me tell you, Christian, I just left a baseball game with kids paying in 95-degree weather. They were having the time of their life, man. They don't care. They just want to play. I'm glad we're giving them that chance.
Awesome.
Thank y'all.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.